HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a day after clearing extra Moderna shots for some, a panel that advises the FDA endorses unanimously booster doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, a variety which was initially attractive to some because it required only one shot. Now two provide the best protection, the panel says, the second anywhere from 2 to 6 months after the first. The state has launched its website for what it calls the Excluded New Jerseyans Fund, help of $1,000 per adult for people, mostly undocumented immigrants, who were blocked from earlier stimulus cash. Nydia Morsi of Make the Road New Jersey says people who may apply should get familiar with the rules.
We don't know when the application will open yet. It's not information that has yet been shared with the public. But for now, folks can see what's going to be expected of them at the moment of application.
The state says applications will be taken starting later this month and be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. The program has a $40 million budget. About 45 families in West Orange are technically homeless today, unceremoniously kicked out of their apartment building Monday night, according to a report by CBS2, after assessments came to light that a rock slide caused by the rains of what had been Hurricane Ida 6 weeks ago knocked part of the building off its foundation. Residents got security deposits and October rent back, but the building will be raised. A one-of-a-kind facility is coming to downtown New Brunswick. Leaders on Thursday broke ground on the New Jersey Innovation and Technology Hub. Governor Murphy says the project represents a total investment of $665 million in the areas of translational research and medical education.
It will be a place where doctors and researchers will work shoulder to shoulder on innovative treatments and solutions from bench to bedside.
Princeton University and ChooseNJ will be the first tenants. Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School is relocating to the site. Now, the Driveway.com business report. President Biden says investments in child care and other social safety net programs are imperative to keep America competitive in the global economy. He made the argument today while visiting a child care center in Connecticut to promote his proposal to make child care free for lower income families. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 383 points. Online car shopping delivered. No trips to the dealership, no haggling, just you, new wheels, and the open road. Head to driveway.com now. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Changing conditions through the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is soup. S-O-U-P. Soup.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 5 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Fast Traffic.
Seeing lots of weekend getaway traffic on 80 West coming off of 280, which 280 has been very slow too. Livingston up towards 80 and then 80 West down past Route 15. Plenty of slowdowns along the way. Traffic is also pretty rough on the Garden State Parkway north at 140. It's a crash in the left lane. Another one south at 143 in the right lane. Had a one down by 130. That's been cleared out of the way. Traffic on the turnpike, both spurs really bad down to the car. The truck lane's down to exit 13. On a northbound, traffic into 13 as well. There's also now a flipped over vehicle accident in Western Spur of the turnpike south at 15W. Looks like two lanes are closed off. 287, lots of traffic north at exit 6 to 12 and south at exit 9 down to 3, then coming over to 440. Parkway south down by exit 74, vehicle fire off on the shoulder and leaving New Jersey. It's about a 25 to 30 minute jam of the Holland Tunnel, 15 of the Lincoln, better at the George Washington Bridge, heavy at the Outer Bridge coming back to New Jersey, and path still has delays newer to World Trade. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. It's a repeat this morning with some of this traffic. Southbound turnpike is still jammed from exit 1 down to the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and 295 jammed approaching the Delaware Memorial Bridge from the exit as well, getting onto the bridge. That's all from early this morning, a tractor trailer accident that flipped over, so we still have left lanes blocked off. Now if you're going to the Commodore Barry Bridge as an alternate, just keep in mind we do have some delays at 322, especially in the turnpike area leading up to the Commodore Barry Bridge. And traffic is also slow on the turnpike on on the northbound side in the area of exit 3. Now, traffic is also going to be nasty at Pennsauken and 130 southbound Union Ave through to Westfield Avenue. They just cleared up a crash. And then we have delays at 676, pretty strong from off the Walt down to 76 onto 42. And it's also going to be nasty in Mercer County at 206 in both directions. Another continuation from this morning. 206 is closed both ways in the village, right by the prep school at Cold Soil to Franklin Corner Road generally. And that's where we have cables down and a pole down on the roadway. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating and cooling system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for both systems throughout the entire season, or your repair is free, no questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
Bill Spadia.
We can do better. We have to do better. We need common sense in this state. Common sense is the only thing that is going to bring this state back. We better get tough about it.
Weekday mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Are you digging in with me?
And NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The bottom line for this weekend, please stay weather aware of changing weather conditions. We dive into the weekend with summer-like warmth, but don't be caught off guard by a sudden round of stormy weather tomorrow, followed by the inevitable big cool down. Tonight stays quiet, mainly clear and comfortable. Lows dip into the lower 60s. And tomorrow morning looks good. It will be windy, but sunny and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Clouds will increase as tomorrow goes along, with strong thunderstorms likely starting mid to late afternoon. That'll put a quick end to any outdoor activities. Quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and lots of lightning will be possible. Sunday turns much cooler. Highs only in the lower 60s. Big difference. It'll be sunny and breezy. Sunny in mid-60s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Edison, 83, Flemington, 80, Point Pleasant Beach, 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Keystone Roofing and Siding. Is your roof leaking or showing signs of age? Don't wait till it's too late. Call Keystone Roofing and Siding for a free evaluation. Master Elite Experts in GAF Timberline HDZ, the best-selling shingle. Call now at 732-637-8300. One call does it all.
New Jersey 101.